Well, we want to study a little into the Word this morning. This is a, as we've already said, this is a real special day for us as the children of God, as Christians, as followers of Christ, born again of the Lord. This is probably the most celebrated day of our year in the Lord. And so we thank the Lord for that today. I want to begin in Matthew 28 and verse 1 and read a little here of what the Scriptures tell us about what went on back here. Why is it that this day is so meaningful to you and me? What is it that is so life-changing that would bring us out like this on an Easter Sunday morning and change our lives so much? Last week we studied a little about the death that was the price that was paid for sin, that Jesus paid for our sin when He died on the cross. We know that He paid an awful price because we were destined to pay for that sin. And He took that upon Himself, that we might not be have to be the ones to pay for that. But I want to think a little deeper now this morning. What does the rest of this mean? We start over here in 28 and 1, and we see it says, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher." Do you remember the story of Mary Magdalene and those that followed the Lord? It says, "And behold, there was a great earthquake." Mary Magdalene, the Lord had so changed her life that after He was dead and gone and all her hopes were gone, she still came to His grave because it was so meaningful to her. And yet she didn't understand. And it says here, "Behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and His raiment white as snow. And for fear of Him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for He is risen, as He said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell His disciples that He is risen from the dead. And behold, He goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see Him. Lo, I have told you." You know, this little story here begins a whole change in the chapter of history for mankind. We find here, not only was Jesus crucified, but even as meaningful or more, He rose from the dead. Folks, I want to talk about that a little bit this morning. And I know all of us, most of us, know that story well, but I'm going to talk about it as if we don't know it so well this morning. Do you know that when the angel said, "He's not here, He is risen," do you know what that meant for you and I? You know that from that day forward, the very hold that Satan had on our lives was broken. From that time that Jesus paid for our sins and rose again, folks, He rose that we might have life, that we might have eternal life, that we might have not only eternal life, because sometimes we think of it in that context, and it's so much more than that. It's life in the soul as we live here. It's peace in the midst of trouble. The Lord has that for us if we will. I want to think about Malachi 4 and 2 as we're talking about this thought. You remember Malachi says, "But unto you that fear my name shall the sun." Can anybody see the sun this morning? I don't know if you can see it back over there or not. But is it out of the clouds?
Yeah, it's shining right on us.
It's shining right on us. I was just asking for that this morning. Lord, I'd really like for the sun to shine on us this morning. Isn't the sun wonderful? Isn't it truly wonderful this morning? By the sun, we have everything in this life that we have. There would be no life without the sun shining. And this scripture that we read in Malachi says sun, S-U-N, not sun, S-O-N, as we hear so often of the Son of God, the Son of Man. But it's talking about the sun coming up, the Son of Righteousness, which was Jesus. And he says, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Folks, do you know what that means this morning? With healing in his wings? How many of us needed healing? I did. I think a lot of us needed healing, didn't we? All of us needed healing. And I want to encourage us this morning to listen to this little story. There's healing in Jesus' resurrection. And so he arose from the grave, and we see here where 400 years before, the prophet Malachi saw ahead that there was going to be healing in the wings of that one that came for us. And so he said he would arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. I believe that's talking about calves that are well fed, not skinny, pastured, out there with hardly making it, hardly enough pasture. But he says calves of the stall. So this morning, as we want to think about this, we want to let our faith arise this morning. I want to challenge all of us. Let your faith arise today. Let it take in that there's healing in the wings of Jesus. There is healing in his resurrection for your needs and for mine this morning. Whatever those needs are, there's healing there. What did he come to heal? All the darkness, folks. All the sin. All the even physical ailments, whatever needs healed, emotional problems. Folks, the Lord paid a great price. And I hope our faith can arise this morning and take in that the Lord has healing in his wings for you and me this morning. All our needs. Death came upon mankind, folks, from the darkness of sin. Jesus tasted death for us. Now, this wasn't the kind of death that he's speaking of when he says, for us to die. And I want to explain that in a minute. But this was eternal death. This was the sentence upon man who has sinned and disobeyed God. The sentence of death was upon us, folks. Jesus took that. And we thank the Lord for that this morning. Now, we can escape the darkness of death because he lives. Think about it this morning. I don't know what your death was in your life. Hatred and malice, lust and selfishness of every kind, addictions and lies and turmoils, injustices and thievery. You could go on and on with the list. Those things were in our lives. They were darkness to us. They were darkness to our lives. They were darkness to our happiness. They were darkness to our peace. And the Lord came and paid a price that all of that might be changed this morning. That's when, when our self dies, then we can have eternal life, folks. Jesus paid for that. I want to think about 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. It's windy, so I'm not going to turn to all of these. I printed my scriptures out. But it says here, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creature. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, I want to ask you something this morning. Can Jesus really make new again? Is it possible that what was old, what was dark, what was wicked, the Lord can make that fresh and new again? It is possible, isn't it? I want us to think about the Lord. He gave us a lot of illustrations in life, didn't He? And I know we've mentioned this before. I want to mention it again. The water that we drink, it gets contaminated, doesn't it? It gets bad. It gets to where it can cause you disease and problems. That's the way life is to us, isn't it? It can get that way. But do you know that the Lord gave us a wonderful illustration in that He cleans that water up just like it's all new again, completely fresh again. And He created that way, aura of distillation and the rain falling, and then it goes down in the earth and we dig wells and reach down and get a hold of that fresh, clean water. Is it possible the Lord can make things new again? Well, what? Thank the Lord somebody knows it's true. That's what those honks are this morning. That's the amens. Thank the Lord. You know, what about the dirt? The Lord gave us a wonderful illustration there, didn't He? The dirt gets all contaminated. It gets used up. It gets in a bad way. It gets unhealthy. But you know what the Lord does? When it's given to His process, and you take it, and you give it to His process, He cleans it up again, doesn't He? And it becomes some of the best stuff we can have. The best fertilizer you can have comes from that old stuff. The Lord's just showing us again and again, I can make new again. He can do that. Do you know He has a process for the soul to be new again? To be actually new again? To be fresh like it was in the beginning? To be fresh as it was when we maybe first got saved, or maybe we've never been saved? Folks, the Lord has a process for the soul. And He paid for it, and He bought it, and He brought life to us. And why would we live in darkness? Why would we live with eternal death looming over our souls when the Lord has paid for eternal life? I want to ask you that this morning. Do you know the Scripture says, this is found in Hebrews 2 and 9, that He by the grace of God should taste death for every man. He paid a price, folks, that only Jesus can pay. I left something at home this morning that I meant to bring. I have a board, and on it, Brother Edgar Martins had given me this years ago, and he had a bunch of pecans on it, and they were from small to bigger to bigger. And a pecan in each one, each little slot he had it glued in its place, and the top one fell off. But, you know, this morning I want to think a little about that. Again, the Lord has given us a life illustration, hasn't He? We find that pecans, I'm going to read a little bit that I read about pecans. And it says here, this is from the Texas Pecan Handbook, and it's kind of summarized. The seeds are taken, talking about pecans, the seeds are taken from dry storage. My pecans have been in dry storage a long time. They're still just like they were when I got them. They're just there. They've got a shell on them, and that's all. That's all. I've got these little pecans. That's all I've got. But folks, there could have been so much more. It says, the seeds are taken from dry storage, placed in moist soil, absorb water through the shell for 2 weeks. Enzymes stimulate growth. The kernels swell. The shell splits. The young root emerges and grows 1/2 inch per day, extending a foot or more into the soil before the shoot emerges through 2 or 3 inches of soil. up on top. We're going to have to put this umbrella here because you can probably hear the noise the wind is making in the mics. And so we see that in 4 to 8 weeks, those little new plants come out and come through. Have you ever witnessed a pecan tree? Have you ever noticed? Have you ever went and picked pecans? How many hundreds or thousands from a tree in 1 year do you find? You know, there's something wonderful about what the Lord wants to do in new life. And He wants to give that to us. Jesus Himself spoke of this. And we'll read that in John 12 and 23. It says, "And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name." And Jesus did that, didn't he? And then came there a voice from heaven saying, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." Do you know the majesty of heaven came down and paid a price like that? That's why when he went to the grave, could he rise again? Is that possible? Was there still something in there? Of course there was. We see it everywhere in nature. And yet we sometimes, people refuse to believe that in the soul, there's nothing inside. Folks, there's something alive in the soul. There's something alive in the soul. And we see where Jesus spoke here in this John 12 about himself. And that he said, shall I say, Father, save me from this hour? But for this cause came I into this hour. But he did not only say that in these scriptures. We find he said, he that, verily, verily, I say unto you, and he spoke about a corn of wheat falling to the ground and dying. And he said, he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. Folks, that pecan hull dies, but there's life inside. When we come to the Lord, and we die, and we give Him our life, and we die to ourself, and our own selfish thoughts, and our own disbelief, and our own desires for the things that we would. Do you know that there is something there that begins to live? And so he tells us that he would that we would bring forth much fruit. And so this morning I just want to encourage us today. Folks, when we come to the Lord and we allow this hull, this outer shell to die, we're not dying. The shell is dying. Who we are, our reputation, who we wanted to be, that's dying. But folks, there's something wonderful inside that God wants to begin to grow. And He wants it to bring forth much fruit, as He said. I remember when my mother got saved. My mother lived most of her life without salvation. And she was a good woman, but she wasn't saved until about 6 months before she died at 73 years old. You know, I have seldom ever, if ever, seen a more dramatic change in a person. Mother finally got past her lack of belief that God would save her. Folks, I want to encourage us to let your faith rise this morning. Let it rise up with the Lord's. He has risen. He has brought us life. Let's rise up in faith and believe. Let's believe for the saving of our soul. Let's believe that He is and that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Let's believe that He can take our troubles and change them into good things for us. Folks, the Lord can do that this morning. I remember from what darkness to what great light my mother changed. I remember how depressed she was. And I'm not saying this to run my mother down. She was a loving mother. But you know, the devil had his fingers in her life. And she spent many years depressed and seeking help here and there and what she could take for it and all these things. But I want to tell you something. The day my mother got saved, from that time, her life started changing dramatically. And she was one of the greatest sunbeams I have ever seen from what she came from. She was just happy. The Lord had blessed her so. Folks, I know all of us are different. But I thank God for that witness that I saw in her. I remember when the Lord saved me. I remember from darkness to light. I was never out in the world in a greatly sinful way. But I want to tell you something. I had darkness in my heart. I want to tell you something. I needed to be saved. And when the Lord saved me and filled me with His Spirit, I could not believe the eternal life that I found in my soul. And so I want to encourage us this morning. Let the Lord have your life. I'm looking at my sister here. I remember how the Lord saved her, and I remember how the devil had his fingers on her life too. And you know what? The Lord changed her. I remember my uncle. I remember what an alcoholic he was and a bad husband and father he was. I'm just telling the truth. He was a bad man. For 50 years or so, he lived like that. But you know what? There was a day that he humbled his heart. He began to get in trouble. And one of the saints had some communication with him, and he started wanting prayer and counsel. And you know, after a bit, his life changed. And he became a good man. And he became something respectable. Do you know that this life of Jesus Christ, that is the light of men, folks, it's life-changing. So I hope all of us get a hold of a little of that. I've thought of this scripture with my mother. It says in Isaiah 61 and 3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. Oh, this morning, I hope our faith can arise, folks. I hope that we can look up and recognize this Son that blesses us. 400 years before Jesus came, the old prophet said, the Son of Righteousness is going to come too. Folks, He came to bring us life, eternal life. You remember Brother Sammons? All of us that are older here that were around remember Brother Sammons. A man wonderfully used in the work of the Lord. Oh, how we love to hear him minister. How we love to see the anointing of the Spirit on his life. But do you know that I heard his testimony over and over, how he was not always a good man. There was a time in his life that he was ashamed of. He had a lot of bad character faults and flaws. And the Lord saved him and used him, and he brought forth much fruit. Do you remember Brother White? Do you remember his blessed testimonies? Oh, how we love to hear them. Brother White was a man that was in World War II. You sit down with him a little bit, he'd start telling you stories about stringing those cables ahead of the troops. He had to go in ahead and do that work. And he became very hard. He said sometimes the sky was full of flak. Everywhere you could see flak, and it was falling all around you. And he had to carry this cable. He became a very hard man. But do you know that light, light came in his soul. Thank the Lord this morning. I want to tell us this morning, there's something wonderful that can happen. How does it happen? Just like that pecan. It gets put in the soil, and something, that the moisture begins to break that old hard shell down, and it begins to bring forth life. That's the way we are when we give ourselves to God. Folks, let's let the Lord plant us. Let's let Him start breaking down our outer shell and let that life inside come new. We'll find that instead of a bunch of pecans on a board like I've got, we'll find trees of righteousness full of all kinds of fruit that it's borne, full of all kinds of pecans, if that's what we are. We have to apologize to God. We have to repent and go a different direction, folks. In Jesus' atonement, He paid the price to bring us to God. But we have to die. We have to die to ourselves. We have to personally do that. No one will do it for us. And this morning, I want to encourage us that Jesus came to give us eternal life. In Luke 1 and 78 and 79, listen to this, that the Holy Ghost gave this inspiration. And it says, whereby, well, it starts by saying, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us. You know what day spring is? It's the dawn. The sun came up. Here's another one of those sun scriptures. Another one of those arising scriptures. The sun came up. And it says the day spring from on high. That one that's greater than the sun, that made the sun, that spoke the sun into existence, the Son of Righteousness came up. And hath visited us to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Thank the Lord this morning. He wants to guide our feet into the way of peace today. The morning light, the light of the gospel, shines from heaven. Oh, let's let our faith ascend this morning. Let's let our faith rise up and take hold of the promises of God, and let Him put new life in our soul that we might live, that those around us might see a light and live also, that we might have fruit that comes forth, and everywhere it drops, it's another seed. Everywhere it drops this morning. In Him was life, folks. John 1, how many of us have read that? 1 and 4, over and over, we've read it, haven't we? In Him was life, in that Son of Righteousness, in that one that arose from the grave, in that one that rises as the sun, was life. And the life was the light of men. All that eternal life was the light of men this morning. Let faith rise in your heart, folks. My favorite scripture, I've quoted over and over in Guthrie, but I want to tell you again, folks, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Do you know that John, 1 John 1 and 5, he said, this then is the message that we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. Folks, the Lord came to heal us. He came with healing in His wings. Whatever situation we are in, whatever needs that we have, folks, the answer is in the Lord. The answer is in us letting our own unbelief die, our own stubbornness or whatever we have in life, or our own discouragement. Give it to the Lord. Folks, when you make compost out of old nasty stuff. You have to give it to the Lord. You have to give it to His way and let it happen. Folks, we have to give things to God. And I want to tell you, He'll bring life out of it this morning. I hope we believe this story today. John 10 and 9 to 11. Oh, how many times have we all read this story, this little reading? I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill and destroy. Who's the thief, folks? It's the devil, isn't it? He's come to destroy your hope. He's come to destroy your life. He's come to destroy your chances to live eternally. But Jesus said something else. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And we find that's what Jesus did this morning. Oh, let's let our faith rise, folks. This isn't just for people that are not saved. This is for all of us. Let our faith rise to take in. The sun has risen. The healing is in His wings. The healing is in the belief, the seeking, the understanding that God has all that we need. Listen to what John said again. You read the writings of John, and you find one that was enthralled with the life of God, with the light of God. John 1 and 6 to 12. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light. Now, I like that all men. Folks, everyone that wants to believe can. This isn't for a few. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, listen to this, to them, as many as received him, folks, that's to you and me. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. There isn't any failure in the Lord, folks. The failure might be in us, but it's not in the Lord. He came to bring life, and he'll give it to us too. Listen to this little scripture that John got a hold of in the Revelation 22 and 16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and the morning star. And what's that? The sun. Here we are again, back to the sun. How many times? We've read, I think, 4 places that referenced it this morning. Folks, the sun has come up for you and me. And I want the Lord, I trust the Lord will bless that to our hearts. I trust that we can get a hold of the good things of God and what He has in our life and bring forth much fruit. Light brings hope, doesn't it? Aren't we glad for the sun this morning? It brings hope. It was kind of dreary this morning, real early, about sunrise time. It was wet. It was a little dreary. But I want to tell you, hope came up, didn't it? Darkness brings despair, ignorance of the divine, and heathenism. It always comes without God. Worship of man and his attributes. Folks, we just have a few more scriptures here. And I want to finish up with these two. Isaiah 60 and 1 and 2. It says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Now, folks, there's darkness covering the earth today. We see more and more of it. darkness covering the earth, unbelief, disbelief, wickedness, people hurting children on every hand. It's increased since people are at home even, when it should be so different. And it says, and gross darkness, the people. It's going to cover the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and His glory shall be seen upon thee. Truly this morning, the Lord wants His Son, Jesus Christ, to arise in our lives. Does He want us to hang our heads every day, folks? I know we have some hard battles, but listen, the Lord has all the answers, all the healing, all the help, all the strength that we need. Shall we stay in unbelief, or shall we let the devil steal from us those good things that God has? Not in my life, folks. I love this thing. The Lord has good things for us this morning. One more set of scriptures, John 20 and 30 to 31. Listen to this. And many, excuse me. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. Here's John writing again. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through His name. Oh, folks, I hope that strikes a chord in your heart, that believing you might have life through His name. Thank the Lord this morning. He changed our lives, didn't He? From something that we were ashamed of. From something that we were confused in. But folks, I want to tell you, I met people that knew the Lord in a way that I didn't. And I began to seek that. I began to pray, Lord, have mercy upon me. I began to fast, and I'm not boasting in that. But folks, I want to tell you something. Let's get real earnest before the Lord. He'll heal your body. He'll heal your emotional needs. He'll heal all the needs that we have. The Lord has come. He has arisen with healing in His wings. And why should we not have it this morning? Oh, I want to encourage us. Let your faith rise today. That believing, you might have life through His name. It's life-changing, folks. The difference is like darkness and life and light. It's like death and life. It's a great difference in the soul and in the life of man. Suddenly, life comes into perspective. Suddenly, purpose comes into our life. And we might feel like we can't go anywhere and do anything. But I want to tell you something. I've known people like that. And they prayed. And they affected things. Their life was full of fruit. I want to encourage us this morning that we allow God that place in our life. The light has come and Jesus has arisen, the Son of Righteousness, this morning. I want to thank all of those that have been listening. And we'll conclude our service with this. We might have prayer as we conclude. Those of you that are here locally, we'll probably sing a couple more songs after the preaching website signs off. But maybe we can have prayer here. Father in heaven, we humble our hearts before You. Lord, we have nothing without You, and we have everything in You. Thank You, O God, for coming to me. I wasn't raised here. But Lord, I found Your ways. I found them rich. I found them life-changing. I found them a place solid to build our life upon in our home. Thank You for what You've done. God in heaven, bless every soul here this morning. Let faith rise in the heart that might be discouraged. We know we haven't been able to meet for quite some time because of this coronavirus. But Lord in heaven, pour out Your Spirit where each one is. Cause growth, cause fruit, cause life. Lord, let this be a time that we not dwindle, but that our roots actually go way down. Dear God in heaven, be with us now today and protect us. again, we thank you for the wonderful life in Christ that you have given to us. We thank you again for this day that you've given us pleasant weather. And Lord, we'll give you the praise for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.